How do you think this team will respond after a loss last week?
We're going to respond well. We're going to start with practice, working on the little things and cleaning up things that we expose on in the game. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take it starting today on Monday. So,
why do you think you'll respond well?
Say what I'm saying?
Yeah, why? Why will y'all respond well?
Because if we have a next opponent, we have to put this one behind us and keep moving forward and start with the little things and get better in practice starting today.
What was the biggest disappointment for you with the loss on Saturday? What do you think the team did the most poorly, maybe?
Well, the most disappointing thing about Saturday was just the loss itself. We don't come into a game planning to lose.
Yeah.
So every loss is something that we have to take personal and get better in practice. So it starts today.
So what maybe didn't you do that you did other games to win? Because,
myself or the team?
Let's say yourself first, then the team.
Myself, I feel like I prepared for the game well. As a team, I just feel like we just need to get better. We didn't have a good game, but the good thing is we have a next opponent. We can do something about it upcoming week. So this whole week, we're going to prepare for Auburn.
How would you describe Fitzgerald's game against you?
Yeah, Fitzgerald's a great quarterback. Props to Mississippi State. Great quarterback, and, we have to play better.
How surprised were you that he was able to throw as well as he was, given he hadn't been doing that well the last few games?
Yeah, against LSU, we knew he didn't have his best game, but we knew he was a great football player, great quarterback. Yeah. So during the week, we prepared for that.
Yeah. You think there was any hangover from the bye week at all?
Say that one time.
Any kind of hangover from the bye week?
During the bye week, we prepped just like Coach Fisher told us to prep. I felt like we had a great bye week practice and a great plan for the game. We just at times in the game failed to execute.
It's kind of tough, though, when you get out of your regular routine playing a game every week and that two-week space in between.
Yeah, it's different. It's a little different, and you just have to adjust to it the best way you can.
Justin, how frustrating was it that, you got them in third and longs, which has got to be the game plan, and they've struggled so much there, and you guys are number two in the country at getting off the field. Kind of counterintuitive that they were able to have the success they had on third and long, right?
Right, exactly. But, that's in the past. Now we're going to keep moving forward, prep for Auburn, and keep getting better at the little things to stop the run and eliminate the pass.
How do you, a lot of times when desperate teams come in and they should be the underdog, Mississippi State, though I think technically was a favorite, but how do you deal with desperate teams that absolutely need to win? How do you, with that playing with that kind of backs against the wall motion, how do you deal with that?
Right, you definitely feel it in the air, like especially in the stadium, that they took a loss against LSU, and they're going to come in for a dogfight, and we have to prepare for that mentally and physically. So it's just the hunger and how bad do we want it. So we have to take it one day at a time and put this one behind us and keep moving forward in practice.
You could see the same kind of team Saturday. Auburn obviously needs a win, too. They could have that desperate situation. How do you get prepared for that?
Well, we're desperate, too. We just took a loss, and nobody on the team is happy about that.
Yeah.
We're all taking it personal. We're all going to key into the little things. We're all going to practice hard and prepare for the game.
Mm-hmm. Justin, some past mistakes kind of creeping back in. The biggest one that comes to mind is giving up big plays, whether it be to Fitzgerald in the run game or in a passing game that got you guys deep on a couple passes. Why do you think stuff like that's creeping back in? Is that a concern for you guys?
It's just little missed assignments and stuff like that we didn't key into. We're going to get it fixed in practice. I know that for sure. I have confidence in my guys and what they can do and their capabilities, and we're just going to take it one day at a time, starting today.
Are you still happy with the direction? Everything is moving, even though you just suffered?
Yeah, we did take a loss, but I have confidence in my guys that we're going to keep moving forward in the right direction, no doubt.
You guys are about to play a quarterback that gave you troubles last year, too. What do you remember about Jarrett Stidham, and what's the key to defending him?
I didn't watch Jarrett Stidham a lot last year, but I heard about him. He's a great quarterback, can throw well, can run when he needs to. Auburn's always a great team. Nobody in the SEC is easy. Nobody's going to just hand it to you. We have to prepare everybody the same way and just take it one day at a time.
From the little that you have heard or seen of Stidham, is there any similarities between him and Kellen Mond?
They're both quarterbacks. So they're both great players. But our defense is planning to play against Jarrett and the Auburn Tigers. So we're going to prepare for that starting practice day.
How important would it be to get pressure on him and not let him get comfortable back in the pocket?
Yeah, he's a quarterback. He's going to throw the ball. We have to pass rush, make him uncomfortable in the pocket, mm-hmm. and collapse it mm-hmm. so he feels uncomfortable so those runs can't be available mm-hmm. for him.
It seems obvious on some downs, Gus will take Jarrett out and put in number 14. I can't remember his last name, but they're running quarterback, so to speak. Given the problems that you just had against Fitzgerald, you expect maybe a heavier dose of that come Saturday? Take Stidham out and put the running quarterback in against you? And if they do so, how do you prepare for that?
We'll see. We'll see what their game plan is. When we prepare for it, we prepare for it just like any other game. We practice it consistently, repetitions, and have an idea of it. And then when the game comes, we'll be prepared for it.
Auburn's offense pretty good at running play action. So how hard is that? How difficult is that for a defensive lineman to either stay put or get after the quarterback?
Right, you first have to get off the ball and then recognize when it's passed and then make your move. It's just the recognition, and that comes within practice. You have to recognize and practice consistently, and then when the game comes in, it'll be like second nature, and you make it uncomfortable.